Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. We spoke to Joel Bauer on Friday morning, and he says a busy time, yeah, when it comes to your trailers, your skid steer attachments. They have just two used trailers on their lots. Check them out online or on their lot as well, as you have hours this morning from 8 till noon, and see what trailer may best fit your need at Midsoda Manufacturing. Had a busy week on Friday. We also spoke to Tim Weibel, a Minnesota Corn Growers Association president, as some exciting news as the initiative, their Better Fuel Initiative, taking another step this week as the bill being raised in the Senate, as Tori Westrum will be carrying that bill. And also this week, MCGA board member Brian Thalman also testified regarding the bill. And Tim gave us some details on Friday during Noontime News.
He did. Brian Thalman testified in Senate committee, and so we're moving forward from that. So what it is basically we want to move the standard 10% ethanol into a 15% blend. You know, many stations handle the 15% blend already, and if you see that price differential, that's because of the ethanol blend in there. It's cheaper to blend, and it makes our cars better tailpipe emissions, so it's a big win for everybody in the state.
I mentioned it, Tim, too. There is some concern regarding some of the smaller stations, and especially when it comes to infrastructure and meeting those needs, if we would or move to that E15 standard in the state. His comments on Friday.
You know, there is an out, too. When you have a service station that sells less than 300,000 gallons a year, they do not have to comply with the new standard. And, you know, as in the past, all your older vehicles are exempt, boats are exempt, just all your marina things, lawnmowers, whatever is not compatible will be exempt. And it states that in the law quite clearly. That's something we do have currently with the 10% too. So it's nothing new. It's just we're taking that same type of verbiage and putting in this new bill.
Minnesota Corn Growers President Tim Weibel joining us, and he says this would be a big win for Minnesota corn producers and just everybody in general around the state.
Well, it certainly would. You know, Minnesota continues to lead all the states as far as blending. You know, we're at a 12.6% blend rate of ethanol already, so that just goes to show that the stations that do have it available, people are using it, you know, and it's a good feel, and it's good for us, and you know, and some of the things, you know, we currently you know, we have a lot of plants in the state of Minnesota, and certainly going to help us from a basis standpoint, and you know, we got the high quality DDGs, you know, and we produce about 2.6 million tons of that. A lot of guys use it as a replacement for soybean meal for the protein part, so it not only would help the general motorist, but it also would help some of the farmers by making some more of that available.
Minnesota Corn Growers President Tim Weibel joining us on Chasm Radio on Friday, and I mentioned to Tim too, if he can kind of gauge some of the legislative support, and he gave us some insight on that.
I'm represented by Senator Nick Friends from North Mankato, and Senator Friends and I have always had a good open line of communication, and he's 100% on board. Of course, Tori Westrum is the person that is bringing it forward in the Senate, and then Julie Rosen is a co-author. So I think there is support. I'm feeling more and more comfortable all the time. We've got a Zoom meeting with the governor coming up on Monday or Tuesday. I'd have to look on my calendar, but there again, you know, the governor's coming out and support now more of with the biofuels, and you know, it's. I think we're gaining that momentum now, and it's nice to see. We put a lot of time, a lot of effort in this. You know, we've got our staff working hard on this, and you know, this is our number one priority. And certainly, I can say from watching our staff work and being in communication with them that they're going 110% on this.
And finally, Tim says, if folks have any questions, consumers have questions about E15. He says they can go to the Minnesota Corn website for a lot of information and some answers.
If people want to go and find a good resource about ethanol, go on to minnesotacorn.org. And we've got our website. We've got a link set up with all the things about ethanol and what vehicles can handle them. And, you know, the vast majority, 93% of all the vehicles on the road in the state of Minnesota are compatible with E15. So it's a large number, and that number is only going to increase because of the fact that, you know, the older vehicles get retired. And so I foresee that number coming up here, only getting more and more vehicles compatible. This legislation would not take effect until, I believe it's July 1st of 2022. So that'd give us a year to get more infrastructure in place. I know there's some infrastructure monies going into this, and people have to understand that, you know, these tanks are replaced anyway from time to time. And there's some tanks out there that, quite frankly, you're hearing that are 40 years old, and if they're underground, they probably need to be replaced anyway. And if you're going to replace them, you know, make it that we can put that, I know that new infrastructure would be up to 25% blend rate of ethanol, so that's what's been going into place lately. And like I said, mncorn.org, great resource to find out more about ethanol.
Minnesota Corn Growers Association President Tim Weibel joining us here on CASM Radio. And also on Thursday as well, when I mentioned the question, too, regarding infrastructure, and that came up in my conversation with State Representative Mike Sundin. Now, he chairs the House A Committee, and he brought that up, and he said, you know, Tori Westrom is leading this legislation through the Senate. He also mentioned who will be leading this legislative process in the Minnesota House.
Paul Anderson, Representative Anderson from Polk County, he's going to be carrying the E85 infrastructure bill that would facilitate some enhanced funding for the vendors of E85. I think we discussed this before, but it can't be discussed enough. We need to incentivize the conversion of the infrastructure for the petroleum sales here in the state. It's so expensive to convert some of these tanks, pumps, and facilities. And I don't want to see the small vendors go out of business. I just assume them have them accommodate the needs for the E85 and move it along. You know, it's kind of silly to produce a product you can't sell in every station in the state of Minnesota. So we're looking forward to that one. I really appreciate the help of Representative Paul Anderson.
State Representative Mike Sundin from Northern Minnesota, and he joins us every Thursday as he chairs the House A Committee. He joined us this week here on CASM Radio. Also this week, starting today and running through the 27th, is a National FFA Week. We'll have coverage and reports here on CASM Radio. They are brought to you by Ecker Feed Service, Nelson Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Credit Union, Melrose Implement, Kramer Lumber, True Value in Melrose, Center Dairy, Minnesota Farmers Union, and Lake Henry Implement here on AM 1150. We'll talk to some of our local chapters and also get some national coverage as well, as a National FFA Secretary Anna Mathis from Arkansas encourages all chapters to, well, record what you do, whether it's a Zoom call or you do something on social media, as you try and get the word out regarding FFA this week during National FFA Week.
Facebook is a great tool because it connects a lot of different people, and over 80% of Americans have Facebook. So Facebook is a great tool to record some of those Zooms, get outside of our community, get outside of the people that know us well, and try to get some exposure and make positive connections, because that's what we're here to do, to make a positive difference in our communities.
So being visual and being vocal may be a different way to go about it, but obviously many different ways to do so. And more of our National FFA members, their comments regarding the week as well. The Southern Region Vice President is from the state of Florida, and she loves that even FFA alumni are going to be getting involved this week.
I love FFA Week because all of the members of my community like to change their profile pictures back to their time in the blue jacket. And so many people share their story as to why FFA has been so impactful to them. And it makes me realize that I'm a part of something so much bigger than myself, and that millions of people have felt the impact of our organization.
National FFA Week coverage here on CASM Radio. Tune in all week here on AM 1150. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joel Gill. It's brought to you by Mid Soda Manufacturing in Avon. Have a great weekend.